Teirecha talks about this idea in Telcho Imi Big Harry. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, Rabbi Sena Omru Aroy be Mikra, Shena El Leprokim, Kain Telcho Aroy be Mitzvahs. And later on, it's interesting, if you look at the Pasuk, that's in Pasuk Chav Aleph. Later on, by the Pasuk, he saw Duas Avenom, Savanah, Vesom, B'ma'alam Asher Mo'alu Bi, Ba'afashat Telcho Imi Big Harry. Then Pasuk Mem, Pasuk Mem, Pasuk Mem says, "Avani Eme Elechim on Bekeri, Oz Yukana Yer Levavom Harel." So they said a vidui. They came along and said the fact that they were did their various, and they reminded the fact that they did a Bekeri. So why does the Pasuk then say that there's going to be a punishment? The Bershon says he's going to be Herlechim on Bekeri when they already have declared that they've done tshuva. They've said it. So, Rabbi Lemeir Blossatzel points out that if the problem is Keri, the problem is a Roy, so the person has a Hisarus, the person feels excited, the person feels connected, and he gets into the mitzvahs, and then it doesn't stick. So it's possible even a person to do tshuva like that, the person feels Hisarus, and he feels he has to change, and he makes it doesn't stick. So he's back to the problem. He's a roi b'mitzvah. So imagine a person does tshuva, being a roi b'mitzvah by doing a roi d'ka tshuva. He feels like he's hervis, he feels a charata, he says it's not going well, and he says yes, and then he doesn't really, really affect the change. This is the attitude toward the problem over here is the punishment comes from the person who's doing mitzvahs. He's doing many, many mitzvahs possibly. But his attitude is there are roi, which means the same way that we picture most people when they're dealing with making pranosa. So a person's dealing with a relationship. A person dealing with someone which is very important to them. They focus a tremendous amount of energy and focus in that area, but not for a short period of time. An ongoing basis, day after day, because this is important to them, it's something which is real to them, something which they need to make a focus, and they know that. They need to do it day after day, day after day, day after day. And that's what they do. And the result is you see tremendous results because the consistency of day after day, you build on the day before and you develop and you grow and you become proficient. But most of all, you become connected. You become something which is real to you and your mind's on it. And you become connected to it. You become, there's a connection in your mind that in practically... And the result is, and then you see, from it, you see tremendous products. You see good results, because you put in real effort, you see good results. If you feel that connection, you feel, you see the results, and that creates another cycle. So a person does it with mitzvahs. He feels, that's really true, truly feel the impact that mitzvah is supposed to make on the person, the learning is supposed to make on the person. It has to be constant, it has to be real, it has to be connected, it has to be focused. And you do it day after day, so then the mitzvahs start impacting you and developing you and affecting you. If a person doesn't do that, and a person doesn't recognize that's where the root of the problem is, see, even they do tshuva, you have the same problem. And the results are going to be horrendous. The Pasuk says that, but eventually... After Klaus goes to Golism, there is the Golism is this wandering, is a state of wandering and not being settled. It's a reflection of that reality. Klaus hopefully recognizes and takes it to heart and really deep makes a deep connection and a deep change. So then there's a Chartis Bisa Yaakov, Vafas Bisa Yitzchak, Vafas Bisa Avram Eskor, Ba'orit Eskor. Right? That they were kaveh themselves, no matter what the situation was, they were kavu in their mitzvahs. So at a practical level, you know, the person's commitment to davening, commitment to learning, a commitment to diktuk mitzvahs, a commitment to ask shilas and to be focused and really trying to make sure you do it properly. A commitment to building your relationships, b'shalom bayis, parenting. It's a true commitment with a true avoda. A person does that, we will see tremendous payment of Hashem. And have a good Shabbos.